Hi, this is Mr. Gunnels, and if you're listening to this, you are studying for your trimester one exam tomorrow, so I want to talk a little bit about the study guide that you got today in class and just kind of run through some of the answers. So the first one, there's five questions on how and why historians break up history. What you need to be thinking about is how do they break up history? When we talked about using AD and BC, we also group things into similar categories like wars, or you have like the Jurassic period or the Cretaceous period, lots of different ways that they can organize history. And the main point behind that is they want to organize things and make them easier to understand. The next question that is on the study guide asks about calendars. And there are a couple things you need to understand about calendars. And one of them, they are more accurate as time goes on. And lots of people have adapted calendars and edited calendars to make them more accurate. One person we talked about, Julius Caesar, 46 BC, he made the Julian calendar, which was much more accurate. Then in 1582, Pope Gregory made the Gregorian calendar, which is even more accurate. We know that they changed the way that they calculate leap years to make things more accurate. Number three on the study guide talks about human migration. And what you need to understand is that humans settled all around the globe. They started by settling near water because it was easy to grow crops and, you know, have irrigation. But most scientists believe that humans started in Africa and they migrated around the world, crossing into North America by the Bering Strait. And there are lots of ways that scientists find out information about these people from the past. They use primary sources. I remember we took a look at caves from France, and that's an example of primary sources, looking at pictures to see how people lived, or looking at CAT scans of bones or radiocarbon dating. All those ways are ways that we can figure out how people in the past lived. Look at writing or pictures or fossils. Okay, they have to use all that information to find out how people from the past lived. Another question that we asked in our review is how early people got food. And it's important to understand that early people were all hunters and gatherers until about 5000 BC. And around 5000 BC, instead of hunting and gathering, they decided that they could start farming. They realized that they could start farming. So what you need to understand is before the agricultural revolution, they were hunters and gatherers. They lived in small groups. They didn't have a lot of food. It wasn't a stable food supply. And because of that, they had to move around a lot. But as they discover farming, with the help of being in an actual place where they could farm, the climate was nice enough that they could farm and it wasn't cold and they got enough rain, they started to grow more food. It was a stable food supply. It let them stay in the same place. And populations actually grew because there was enough food to go around. After this, you know, we asked some questions about the five themes of geography and how they relate to Greece. Understand where Greece is on the Mediterranean. Okay, where it is in the world. You don't really need to know about the absolute location. Understand that the Greeks had their own Greek alphabet. They were polytheistic. That means they had many gods. And in addition to that, they had, you know, their own culture and the Greek mythology. Okay, physical characteristics of their land, it was very rocky. They used boats to get from place to place. Another thing that we talked about was ancient Rome. And in ancient Rome, what you really need to understand is Constantine and how important he was in bringing Christianity to all the people. Understand that the Romans used Roman numerals. The last part on our worksheet was talking about city-states, empires, and so on. What you need to understand is a city-state is a central city and the surrounding areas that share similar beliefs and language and culture. We have empires, which are ruled by an emperor. We have republics, where people choose their elected representatives. We have a democracy, where people vote on everything. And an oligarchy, where the few rule. So some examples, city-states are like Athens and Sparta. Empires are like the Roman Empire when Julius Caesar was in charge. Republic, the United States is a republic today because we're ruled by elected representatives. Democracy is like ancient Athens, where everyone gets to vote on everything, although in ancient Athens it was only men, free men. And oligarchies are like Sparta, where just the few rule. Now, which ones are the most free? The most free out of that bunch is a democracy, where you get to vote on everything, followed by a republic, where you pick people to vote for you, followed by an oligarchy, where only a few people have a say, and an empire is the least free, where no one has a say. City-states are really not included in that, because city-states could have any type of government. Okay? Population density. We calculate population density by taking the number of people in an area divided by the square miles. So if you have 100 people, over 10 square miles. The population density is 100 divided by 10, which equals 10 people per square mile. Or Napoleon has 6,500 square people divided by 36 square miles. Do the math. Lastly, what you need to understand is the difference between human and physical characteristics. Human is anything man-made that includes language, culture, and religion. Physical characteristics, nature-made, mountains, rivers, lakes, and so on. There are a couple more things on your test, and I'm just kind of looking over right now. Remember Kenwick Man and how scientists figure out how old he was. Know a little bit about theater in Greece and the crops that were grown in Greece. Understand that Sparta and Greece were both city-states. There is a question on the Golden Age of Greece and what it meant. There are a few questions on types of government and then examples on those. So, for instance, a place or a group of places controlled by an emperor, and you need to know that that's an empire, then the next question asks you, what's an example of that? And you'll need to say, for instance, the Holy Roman Empire. There are some questions about the first emperor of Rome, and then there are a lot of questions that relate to the five themes of geography. So understand that the exact spot on a globe is absolute location, or that there are two types of location, absolute and relative. Okay, understand that place is both human and physical characteristics. Population density is a human characteristic because people decide, you know, how closely they live together or what the landscape looks like, whether it's inner city like New York or rural like Napoleon. Understand that places that have higher population densities are usually near water, and that if you're looking at a map and you see a place that has a dirt road, it probably means that it's a low population density. If you can tell the difference between a human characteristic and a physical characteristic, you'll probably do fairly well on that section of the test. The last couple questions ask about movement. What type of things can move from one place to another? How do those things move? Understand imports and exports. And that's it. So good luck on your test.